Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Thursday, and normally we talk a little bit of history, but this week is a little different. All week we have Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games on the show. He's awesome and incredibly knowledgeable, really knows his craft, and I just love it. So yeah, we'll just jump right into it. Here's part four of our interview with Bill. Check it out. Well, I'm glad you bring up the tweaking and the re-recording, because this game, you've released a few patches, adding more save points or this or that. How, and you were talking about feedback through Twitch and other things. I mean, how does, do you just look for, okay, you know, X amount of people said this, so we should do that? Or is it more, you know, now that I see that, that's one of the beauties of video games is, you know, if you, well, unless you're George Lucas, you can't remake a movie. You don't go back and, you know, tweak things in it. But with video games, you're able to release updates and patches. So yep. How much, I guess what I'm asking is, how much of that is community influence, and how much of it is influenced by, you know, what you see standalone?
That's a great question. And unfortunately, there's a little bit of alchemy here. You know, I have, but it was mentioned in my master's degree, I went back to specifically for this, for user experience related things. You know, it's the human factors and information design is what the stupid fancy name that they gave it. But you know, so I think it's very important to again be open to that feedback. And I'm in it to make the best game possible and to make people happy. You know, like I want to try and capture that feeling that I have when I sat down to play, you know, Mario 64 for the first time, or Super Metroid, or, you know, more recently, the game Inside, which is a phenomenal achievement. And so I always want to capture that feeling. And I think the way you do that is, you know, games are sculpting. You know, you're constantly whittling away the bad bits. And, yeah, as you said, games are in an interesting spot. I mean, I think the medium itself is fantastic in that they are, you know, pieces that can constantly be worked on. And I think more so now with the way that you can patch. And I think that, yeah, as I'm watching people play the game and as I'm looking at reviews and as I'm, you know, revisiting the game myself and noticing like, hey, you know, there's no amount of time that you're going to have that's going to allow you to, you know, perfect your experience. And you're going to be like, yep, that's it. That's all I need to do. And the game is perfect. You know, with a little bit of time, I think you're always going to find some stuff. You know, like, hey, I could probably make that a little bit better. And so that's where I'm at, is watching people play the game and taking all this feedback. And then basically, and I talked about the alchemy, there are definitely ways to formalize this. And I think on bigger releases you'd want to, particularly in the multiplayer space where it's, you know, balance and things like that are crucial. But in a narrative experience, it's about the atmosphere. You know, what I do is, you know, I'm going into the forums and I'm watching people stream it. And I'm interacting with people on Twitter. And, you know, I just keep an ongoing list of issues that come up. And you kind of have to have a rating system where it's like, okay, this, you know, you rank the severity of what you view as the issue. You know, if someone's getting lost completely, then that's a pretty severe issue. But if it's like, if you're constantly or frequently hearing that, you know, people aren't understanding a character or aren't understanding, you know, someone's motivation or that sort of thing. And then you go back and you do a deep dive into why that is. And then you, in some cases, you rejigger some things, you move them around. And so, you know, in the third chapter, I had noticed that it wasn't getting the kind of response that I was expecting in a lot of cases. And I went back and watched a bunch of videos, and I noticed that people weren't picking up a couple of key touchstones, because they're optional. These things you pick up and they have the memories imprinted on them. And so, you know, do little things like you move these things around so that they're more likely to pick them up. And you just tweak it, and then you sort of watch how people react. And then you also have bits like story mode and scary modes. You know, I was really surprised initially at the reaction where a lot of people were saying, hey, you know, I love the game, but it's a little too scary. Or, you know, I wish it was a little bit more tense and a little bit more challenging. And so you have these two pieces of feedback that are on the absolute opposite ends. And they're at odds with each other. And so if there's opportunities to give, you know, players the way to experience the game like they want, and it doesn't conflict with your vision, I think I'm gonna take that opportunity. And so we had that feedback, and you know, specifically the one about, you know, wanting to experience the story without worrying about, you know, being chased by the presence. So I thought about it some, and I looked into it, and I was like, you know, we could totally add a story mode where it's just going to be you exploring the mansion, and there'll be tension because the atmosphere is creepy, but you know, the presence won't spawn, and that was something that we could support, and so that was something we put into the remaster, and we've got a good response. I think we've been able to open the game up to more types of gamers, which is, you know, that's the goal, right? You want as many people playing your game as possible without ever compromising your vision.
And I think it's cool how you've come full circle from being that kid with the box of Nintendo games at a friend's house taking notes to being a grown-up and, you know, taking the notes and feedback. All right, that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed talking to Bill about all that. Tune in tomorrow when we just keep going down the rabbit hole and talk about the games and designs and just everything. If you like what you hear, make sure you go check out their website, thedeependgames.com. They're also on Twitter. It's a good place to get a hold of them. We're out there also. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. Also, while you're listening, make sure to give us, you know, the little thumbs up, like, share, and subscribe. We appreciate it. Also, check out patreon.com/thenightnerd for all sorts of exclusive shows and content. It's a lot of fun. If you want to talk to me directly, you can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I love hearing from everybody. It's why we do this. So that's going to be it for us today. We'll see you tomorrow. The color of my hair is changing. My skin is soft.